This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
And Dave Sussman sitting in the chair of Joe Messina for the Real Side Radio with Joe Messina. And check it out at realside.com. Join the chat rooms and let us know how I'm doing if you're enjoying the show and if you want me booted out into this rainy evening. it's actually a lot of fun. I'm having a good time. And for those folks that are just joining us and they haven't heard me before, my name is Dave Sussman. We have a show called Whiskey Politics. We do fascinating interviews with luminaries from the political and cultural field. We talk everything from economics to social policy and everything that's going on in the world. And you can find me at whiskeypolitics.net. You can find our show at America's Voice News and also on YouTube at Whiskey Politics and on Facebook as well. So a couple of things. Breaking news tonight, and I'm sure it's all the mainstream news is not talking about, and that is this Jussie Smollett. I don't know about you. I never heard of this guy before. I haven't watched his show Empire, but I don't watch anything on network TV anymore. So I'm probably not the demographic they're going for. But this whole idea that this guy has come up and concocted somewhat of a devious plan to create this narrative that has already existed for so many on the left ever since Donald Trump was elected president, that MAGA hat wearing anybody that is standing up for this president is a racist, sexist, homophobe bigot. And we hear this on we were talking with John Milton Peterson on the last section of the last segment here about what social media is like with these people. But now this guy is taking this narrative and actually putting it into play, and by actually hiring people to assault him outside of a subway in Chicago. And the police have now charged him with disorderly conduct for filing a false police report. The Cook County State Attorney General says, he says disorderly conduct is a class 4 felony, and that could actually lead him to 1.5 years in prison or probation. Well, this is Chicago. I'm willing to bet he's probably going to get the lighter end of that sentence. We'll find out. But what this guy has basically done is he's taken not only the media that will generally jump on anything and anybody that comes up with this idea of a narrative where because he's black, he's been assaulted, and the idea of a noose thrown in and somebody saying the N-word and it was white people wearing red MAGA hats saying it. Holy cow, did these people run with this story? And this is just every single day. It's like peeling back the layer of an onion. It's getting worse and worse for this guy. But, you know, what's going to happen with this story, and it's already starting to happen in the mainstream press, is that they're going to move on. You're not going to hear a lot about this. But this is a pattern. This is a pattern that has started to, it's cancerous. It's metastasizing throughout the mainstream media, to the point where you've got people who've thrown their hats in the ring, like Kamala Harris and Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren, all coming out just as the news is breaking and using this against the right, as if every single person that has voted for a Republican or a conservative or a libertarian, a Trumpkin, a pro-Trumper, a guy that doesn't like Trump personally but likes his policies, we're all being lumped into this whole idea that everybody's a racist bigot. This is dangerous, what these people are doing. It's divisive. It really is scary with what is happening right now, to the point where you've got people that are out there that are talking about civil war. And everybody is armed today, not like they were in the 1860s. So we need to pull this back, but this is, as I mentioned, a pattern. And it's a very deeply troubling pattern. In fact, the Daily Signal just published 19 hate crimes in the Trump era that were hoaxes or different than the media suggested. 19. And the Trump era is what? 2 years? 19. And every single time the media ran with this and turned innocent people into victims and turned the victims into heroes when, at the time, there wasn't any story there. Go back in your mind a whole 2 weeks ago. I know it seems like 2 years ago because the news cycles are changing every day. We obviously know the Covington catastrophe. The national media pounced on selectively edited video from the March of Life that showed Native American activist Nathan Phillips beating a drum in front of a boisterous group of boys at Covington High School. Well, he's just sued. Sandberg, I think his name is, right? Okay. The kid from high school? Sandman. Okay. He's just filed a lawsuit for $250 million against the Washington Post. Good on you, mate. Okay? But before that, the New York woman's hate crime that wasn't. A New York woman was charged in September of 2018 after police determined she fabricated a story about white teens yelling racial slurs at her and leaving a racist note on her car. What about the waitress who fakes a racist note and blames law enforcement? A Texas waitress apologized in 2018 after blaming law enforcement for an offensive note targeting Mexicans. She later admitted to writing the note herself. Racist graffiti carried out by non-white students. Turns out it wasn't. It was a hoax. Kansas State fake hate crimes. The list goes on and on. After the break, we're going to have Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com to talk about all of this and a whole lot more right here, Dave Sussman, on For Real Side with Joe Messina. This is crazy stuff, folks. 855-732-5563, and we'll be right back after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
You got it. I just got to love this music, right? I don't even want to talk anymore. I just want to sit here and just kind of jam. Dave Sussman in for Joe Messina, guest hosting The Real Side. 855-732-5563. You can find us at realside.com. And I just want to say, Tammy, our production extraordinaire here passed on some wonderful comments on the Facebook feed about me. Thank you so much, everybody listening on Facebook. Greatly appreciate it. And I'm glad to know that I don't suck. So we finished up talking about the last section here about the 19 hate crimes in the Trump era. And these hoaxes, they just seem to be getting worse and worse. And this latest one with Jussie, I'd love to bring in a good friend and somebody that is on top of this on a daily basis, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Check her out. You can hear Megan at KKFT 99.1 from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific every single day. Welcome, Megan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me on. I mean, I've been on Joe's show before, but never with Joe, so I don't know.
Take it personally.
I'd like to talk. I don't know if I should Absolutely not. But no, I'm happy to be on with you, as always.
Thank you so much. So I know you've been watching this whole thing with Jussie Smollett, and, you know, the guy's probably going to end up with a year and a half probation, let's be honest, at Chicago, right? I mean, it's a class 4 felony, what he's done. But take it away from all of that. How do you respond to what we saw with the media and the politicians who jumped on this so close to the Covington hoax as well?
Well, there's a pattern, right? And I don't believe in coincidences. I believe in patterns. And when patterns start to appear, then that leads you to certain not assumptions, but certain theories, right? And so you look at not only the Covington Catholic kids who were abused by the press, smeared by the press, simply because they were white and simply because they were Trump supporters, standing and minding their own business as they were antagonized by a stolen valor tribesman, or whatever, tribesmen, as they call them. But nonetheless, we have to go back to Kavanaugh. So the media has this narrative, and the narrative is that anybody that is a conservative, specifically a white male, and specifically a Trump supporter, is a threat and is producing victims based on their philosophy, based on their ideology, and based on their fashion choices. I mean, this is how simplistically minded these intellectual dwarves are. So they have created this whole entire enemy, right, which Hillary Clinton said the Republicans were her enemies, much like the mullahs. Well, now it's all Republicans, not just elected Republicans. Any Trump supporter is a direct threat to the ideology of the left. And because the mainstream media are nothing but puppets and propagandists of the Democrat Party, it is the narrative that's important and not the facts. And so I always quote Mark Twain when I talk about the media, because Mark Twain was one of the first journalists out of Nevada. He started his journalism career in Virginia City. But he said, a lie will travel halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to put on its shoes. And the media knows this, and they don't really care about the truth. They only care about the narrative, because then they've manipulated the perceptions of the ill-informed.
So let's talk about this, because when you have these hoaxes, and again, there's 19 have just been documented in just the past 2 years alone, and it's all somebody that is trying to create put themselves as a victim because they want the narrative to float up through the media, or at least at a local community level, that Trump, evil, bad, orange man has caused this upon society and our culture. And yet it always turns out to be the complete opposite. Why isn't the media learning from this? Why aren't they taking a three Mississippi and instead of tweeting at each other and getting Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris and Cory Booker to come out and start talking about hate crimes, breathe? They're not learning yet, Megan.
Well, I don't think that they really have any intellectual curiosity. I simply think they're nothing but pundits. And like I said, arms of the Democrat Party. They're political cheerleaders. They're political pundits. And they're only cheerleading for one side. So there's a rush to be first instead of a rush to be right. And this isn't all media, but this is basically the corporate media. When you look at the Chicago media, and as you know, I was born and raised right outside Chicago, spent plenty of time in the city, spent plenty of time in Streeterville. The Chicago media got it right, because the Chicago media did the 1-2-3 Mississippi. And they were working directly with the Chicago Police Department. And working to get them on the record or to gather the evidence in which what the Chicago PD was gathering in order to make a case and in order to report the truth. The media has no the corporate media has no objectivity or no intellectual appetite, really, for the truth. They simply want to be first. They simply want to smear. They simply want to create the perception out of any sort of narrative, as long as that narrative is an anti-Trump, anti-conservative, anti-white male narrative.
So we've gotten to the point in our journalism where it essentially comes down to the local guys on the beat to actually get the story, that the folks coming out of the New York City, Washington, D.C. cocktail circuit newsroom, where they've been talking to each other since grade school and don't know anybody else that could possibly vote for this bad man, it really comes down, and the problem is that so many of these small newsrooms, whether it's in Chicago, which is a relatively big city, but you start going out to some of these other smaller cities, they're not surviving this and this new media. Are you concerned that it's all going to basically become a New York City, Washington groupthink voice in the future for news?
I don't think so. However, you know, we have to keep in mind that, you know, Columbia College is producing journalists, and my cousin actually graduated from the Columbia School of Journalism as a conservative. I don't know how he survived, and he to this day doesn't know how he survived. But, you know, they perpetuate this idea that journalism also includes opinion. Well, if you're an opinion journalist, great. But a journalist, a raw journalist, is one that goes and seeks the truth, finds the truth, reports the facts, and then lets the people decide based on their gathering of the facts, lets the people decide what their opinion is based on those facts. Well, now that entire journalistic medium, specifically from the corporate arena, and when you look at who owns the media, they're leftists. When you look at who sits on the boards of the media, they're usually Barack Obama leftovers from his administration. You even look at Facebook as a tool of media. They entered the media spectrum as well as Google. And you have a whole host of people that worked within Democrat campaigns and the Obama administration. And so they manipulate either the algorithms from a technological standpoint. They manipulate what you see. As far as if you Google something, what types of search results you will get in your feed, that is a little bit more subversive than the mainstream media out of New York having a desk and telling you what you should think based
right.
on what they know to believe to be true.
Well, we're going to have you back after the break here because there's so much more for us to talk about. We've got Megan Barth at ReaganBabe.com, Dave Sussman, enjoying this beautiful Wednesday evening. We'll be right back after the break. And if you have any anything you want to say yourself, give us a phone call. 855-732-5563. Dave Sussman for Joe Messina.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Empire actor Jesse Smollett has gone from reported victim of a hate crime to being charged with filing a false report to Chicago police. WBBM's Bob Roberts.
Doubts about Smollett's original account began to surface more than a week ago. He claimed he was confronted in a viaduct by two men who taunted him with homophobic slurs. In the past week, accusations surfaced that Smollett actually rehearsed the attack and paid the men.
Gloria Schmidt represents the two brothers that are involved.
There was never a change of heart. There was a point where this story needed to be told, and they manned up and they said, you know what, we're going to correct this.
House Democrats could introduce a congressional resolution as early as Friday that seeks to overturn the president's border emergency declaration. It's likely to pass the House. Trump says he will veto it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Good. Okay.
You can do what you want to us.
Okay, good.
But we're not going to sit here and listen to you bad mouth the United States of America.
Many Animal House clips. I'm loving this. We're having a good time here, Dave Sussman. Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, sitting in. And again, keep bubbling up in the chat rooms on Facebook. You can also give us a phone call at 855-732-5563 and check out the website, therealside.com. So we have Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, extraordinaire. You can hear her all over the country on literally daily basis. And you have your own show. First of all, tell folks where to find you, Megan.
Well, right now I'm in the Northern Nevada market, so I cover Northern Nevada, Lake Tahoe, 99.1 FM, KKFT. They can find us on Apple or Google Play, stream online, 991FMTalk.com.
So you are in the Left Coast region, and we are seeing right now, with after Donald Trump's emergency action on illegal immigration, we have 16 states that are now filing lawsuit against Donald Trump, headed by the state of California, that is absolutely being, and well, let's just say an antagonist is probably the least kind, the most kind thing you can say about California these days. What do you make of this? Any chance of this going all the way up to the Supreme Court, like Donald Trump says?
Yeah, I think he was expecting it, and I think he called it right. He's like, first we're going to be in the Ninth Circuit, then we're going to be in the appellate court, then we're going to go to the Supreme Court. So, yeah, I definitely think this is going to see the Supreme Court. As we know, the Ninth Circuit is the most overturned court in the country. I think 90% of their decisions are overturned because they are simply an activist judicial branch of the Democrat Party. I really found it odd that Hawaii joined in the lawsuit because Hawaii doesn't really have illegal immigration, right? It's not like the illegal immigrants are going to just hop a fence and go to Hawaii. But now Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is going to build them a train. So they might have more illegal immigrants in Hawaii than they ever had before. But the fact is, when you look at California, and as you know, I'm a California refugee. I escaped California 3 years ago to Nevada thinking I was going to a red state. What a dumbass I was.
I lived there. It was a red state. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. You know, at one time, Nevada was a red state, but now we have the progressive refugees that are coming from California and voting for the same crap that they're escaping. But most of these progressive refugees are double pensioners. So they don't have to worry about taxes. They have their pensions and they have their Cadillac health care plans, and they can vote for the same crap here that they escaped. because it feels good, I guess.
Okay, I'm just going to let me just interject really quickly because I'm really disappointed in you. I was hoping to hear the way that you say the word progressive. You're not saying it that way anymore.
I am. I'm so progressive. So progressive. Like, what the hell is progressive, right? Like, what is it? Somebody please explain. I'm just so progressive. It's just so cool. But you have, like, all these progressives that are running away from California and running away from New York, who's also part of this lawsuit. And millionaires even are running away from California and New York, specifically because of the new tax system. And they have extraordinary amounts of debt. Not only because of the outward migration of Californians, but because of the inward illegal immigration that they are accepting with their sanctuary city and state policies. And so when you look at California as a whole, numbers don't lie, politicians do. 30% of your budget, which is about $30 billion or something like that, goes to the health care, welfare, education, and incarceration of illegal aliens. So how much is enough for Javier Becerra? Mm-hmm. Is it 50% of the budget? Is it 70% of the budget? And so what we see and what we have to understand is that illegal immigrants are the new, basically the new plantation for the Democrat Party. They've turned their backs on Black Americans. They've turned their backs on American citizens, Hispanic Americans, and now they are the party of the lawbreakers and the criminals and the illegal aliens.
So you've got a former red state, believe it or not, California was a red state. You've got Nevada that flipped from red to blue. You've got Arizona that's, I call it deep purple, like your favorite classic rock band. Colorado is now facing, obviously, a blue tsunami to the point where the legislature is actually trying to get rid of the Electoral College, and they only need 10 or 11 other leftist states for that to push all the way up to the Supreme Court, probably 2 to 3 election cycles from now. So it's working for them, isn't it? They're bringing in these immigrants,
right,
these illegal immigrants, and they're cloud pivoting the whole infrastructure for them.
Right, and I call the caravans Cloward Piven caravans, because in order to understand Democrats, you have to understand Cloward Piven. And Cloward Piven basically were two Marxists who believed in order to overthrow capitalism, in order to fundamentally transform this country, like Barack Obama promised, you create a series of crises and in order to break the current capitalist system from the weight of all of these crises. And when you look at the financial burden of illegal aliens on many states, many cities, this is a cause for concern. But what do all of those states that you just mentioned have in common? Two things. One, an exodus of Californians into those states, bringing their voting patterns with them, their progressive voting patterns with them, as well as a high number of illegal alien populations. That's Colorado, Arizona, Texas, California, Nevada, and then even if you go up to Washington, because once an illegal alien crosses the San Diego border, he's not stuck in San Diego. He can disappear into the shadows in whatever state that he chooses.
Now, for those on the left or those left of center, and they hear you saying it, and they think, oh, this is, sounds like some big conspiracy theory, okay? But you've got to take a look at the actual results. You have to take a look at results. You can't take a look at words. And when you take a look at downtown San Francisco, and you take a look at downtown Los Angeles, and the massive tent cities, and the tuberculosis, and the other diseases that are, this is what you have as a result have when you have these massive hordes of immigrants. And I've got no issue with immigrants. You may know this. I am a legal immigrant. I was naturalized after 12 years. It took me 12 years to become naturalized in this country. I am a legal immigrant. I got zero problems with legal immigrants. This is about illegal immigration. And they want to somehow try to change it that now you and I, talking the way that we are right now, are a bunch of bigoted xenophobes. How do you argue that?
Well, you just make the case. There is we are a nation of laws, or we aren't a nation of laws. We reward the people that follow the law. We punish the people that don't follow the law. Illegal immigration is a crime as soon as they set foot across our border. 5 years ago, Democrats were against illegal immigration. Dick Durbin was actually arguing on the Senate floor for a longer wall. Okay? And Dick Durbin is a pretty much a radical leftist, much like his brother and like Chuck Schumer. I don't really see any moderate Democrats anymore. I don't see many moderate Democrats trying to abate illegal immigration. And so what they're purposely doing is conflating illegal immigration with legal immigration in order to make those unfounded smears and insults. Like, you know, you're a bigot, you're a homophobe, you're anti-immigrant. No, you're anti-brown people. No, not at all. I'm for people, and I will support people who follow our laws and, oh, by the way, assimilate to our culture. And when you think about illegal immigration, that really is immoral. To support somebody that breaks the law is immoral. To support somebody who purposely breaks our laws and then takes from others by force, even though they're criminally here, is immoral. And so it's really funny to hear the Democrats all of a sudden become the arbiters of morality when they are actually protecting those who have broken and chosen to break our laws and not go through the legal system.
And to add to that, it's also immoral to incentivize people to travel thousands of miles with children who end up going to be raped and sexually assaulted and murdered. That's immoral.
Well, and, you know, there's very good statistics, you know, and it's interesting because, you know, if you're a leftist, you seem to have an aversion to numbers. You look at reports just years ago. I could find them in the Huffington Post if I went and duck-duck-goed it right now. Mm-hmm. I could find articles on the rape trains. Huffington Post did a whole expose on rape trains of how illegal immigrants were subject to coyotes and subject to rape when they were put on these trains, and it was many women and children that were on these rape trains. And so there's a whole entire underground, a human trafficking underground related to illegal immigration that for whatever reason the Democrats don't want to talk about. And I actually know the reason. It's because it's very ugly and it's very honest and it's very raw. But those are the types of conversations that we need to have. They were in print in left-wing journals years ago. They've kind of disappeared from the narrative. And so I think it's up to us, and specifically, you know, conservative media, to keep talking about the humanitarian crisis related to human trafficking, which is directly related to illegal immigration.
Megan Barth at ReaganBabe.com. Find her at KKFT 99.1 FM. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Megan. There's so much more we could talk about. We have to have you on again real soon. And again, thank you.
Anytime, David. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Dave Sussman sitting in for Joe Messina. We'll be right back after the break.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
What do we got, conga? One thing you got to say about this show is that the music is very varied, but I like the movie clips. Blues Brothers, right? That's good stuff right there. Dave Sussman sitting in for Joe Messina, guest hosting on The Real Side. If you've got anything you want to chat with us about, 855-732-5563. So in other news, last segment here coming up, in other news, the Democratic field is getting wider and wider. You know, you've got the top tier, and I think everybody's putting Kamala Harris at the top, California senator. She's checking all of the identity boxes for the left, making sure that they are going to look progressive, or as Megan would say, progressive enough for them. Besides Kamala, you got Cory Booker, you've got Amy Klobuchar, and yesterday we got America's favorite socialist crazy uncle Bernie Sanders throwing his hat back in the ring. Folks, the guy is he's in the upper end of 70s. What is he, about 77-ish? He's going to be buttressing up against 80 if he gets elected. And that's his first term, all right? He says yesterday, I'm running for president. I'm asking you to join me as part of an unprecedented and historic grassroots camp. Dead. No, sorry, folks, that's mean. But the fact is that we've got this ideology right now that has just all of a sudden, it was always in the wings. You've always had the Bernie types that are out there that never ever won an election. And all of a sudden, with AOC and with Ilhan Omar, our favorite anti-Semite out of Minneapolis, everybody's now talking about socialism like it's New Coke. It's the cool thing. And the problem is that I think most people listening to the show would say, well, yeah, none of my friends or family are talking about it. And if they are, they're probably under the age of 30. Well, that's the problem. Right? We've got this huge, massive movement of Generation Z that's now coming up. You've got the millennials. Those guys are gone already. They're already out in the corporate, corporations making decisions on Gillette ads and Nike ads for us. And you've got people like the wisdom of AOC that are coming out and talking about the fact that socialism isn't such a bad thing, that everybody has the right. Everybody has the right to universal health care, education, and a guaranteed income, even if you're unwilling to work. Well, this is crazy, but it's happening, folks. It's happening. And now you've got Bernie, who is the hero of still by far many, many on the left. Look, let's be honest. He should have won the Democratic nomination if the DNC didn't cheat him. I mean, that's essentially what happened. Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Hillary Clinton colluded to get the superdelegates to ensure Hillary Clinton was the anointed one. Now, I'm no big fan of Bernie, but the man was cheated out of a nomination for president. So what's going to happen this time around? Well, this time around, he's not the only socialist far left wing kook out there. You've got all of these other folks that are trying to outleft each other, and it's all about identity. Everybody that's running, the first couple of planks that they're running for is about social justice issues. Gay rights, women's rights, rights for rights. Everybody needs rights. Okay? And meanwhile, we're sitting over here, and I don't know about you, but I just noticed that we had a $22 trillion debt level. Democrats and Republicans just pushed through this $1.6 trillion omnibus bill. The night before they voted on it, they released over 2,000 pages, and they just vote for this thing, push it through. Oh, well, we can fix it next time. So where are the conservatives and where are the Republicans standing up? Meanwhile, on the far left, you've got the progressives. And I just want to introduce you, if you haven't followed the career of the good senator from the state of Vermont as a quote-unquote independent, what he actually stands for. This is a little bit of history for you.
See if you know, it's funny, sometimes American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That's a good thing. In other countries, people don't line up for food. The rich get the food and the poor starve to death.
Bread lines are a good thing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in cloud cuckoo land. This is the United States of America, and one of the leading contenders, he's going to go to the top of the pack soon, up there, and probably in the top five, is a man that believes that the Russian experiment of bread lines, which was a failure of epic proportions, was a good thing. Because that means that the rich aren't going to get theirs either. Listen, this is insane, folks. And the problem is that we have a media that is promulgating this for the young know-nothings, the brain-dead students that have been indoctrinated from the day that they went to naptime rumper room all the way through their master's degrees, graduating with an idea that social justice is the priority. Not STEM, academics, not learning how to be an accountant or an attorney, or to be a plumber or an electrician. No. The idea is now we have to set forth, like, I was watching the Matrix trilogy. I don't know why. I haven't watched it since it came out. It's on Amazon. And I was like, was Matrix 2 and 3 as bad as I remember? I'd give it another chance. Remember all the squids? Remember those machines? They came in the hundreds of thousands. They bore through the whole of Zion, which is an interesting name, by the way, where the real humans were hiding out. All those squids were coming through. This is what the Matrix has done to us. They're sending millions of these squids, these know-nothing squids, boring through the whole of capitalism to try and kill Zion with their idealistic leftist approach to solving our problems. Big government, Cloward Piven, as Megan was just talking about. I wrote an article. It was up on Ricochet last week. Go check it out at ricochet.com on this. And we've got millions of them now. They're saturating our society. They're in our media rooms, and they are putting up main story of the news, day one, day two, day three, all the way since President Trump was President-elect Trump. Was that you have to vote against the right because they're racist, xenophobic, bigoted. And what are we doing here? We're talking about Bernie Sanders, who believes in breadlines. Kamala Harris, who's all about identity politics. So we've got some decisions to make because the election cycle is upon us, folks. We're in it now. We're always in the next election cycle. It's just the state of our media. And we've got decisions to make. We could turn off the mainstream news. We can get the news from where we want and where we trust. Listen to John Milton Peterson on that. Go back and listen to the second hour. He's got some great sources for you on that. But we've got to take this back ourselves, folks. We cannot just sit there and blindly accept the fact that ABC and CNN and MSNBC are going to indoctrinate the next couple of generations, because we're not that far away from Venezuela if these people get their way. And I'm not saying we're going to be eating cats and dogs in the next couple of years. It's a drip, drip, drip. And the Cloward Piven is to oversaturate, it's basically to overrun our existing systems so that a bigger system has to come in and save it. And then we're all done for. And California is pretty close to that. California is really close to that. Nobody wants to talk about the pension crisis. Everybody's talking about surpluses. It's got a massive pension crisis. California is underwater, folks. Nevada is getting there close. Blue state. Colorado, blue state. They're overrunning. And this leftist, this new Marxist ooze, it's like migrating eastward now. And it's going to be coming down from New York. And it's coming from the West. Folks, if you're listening in a state that's none of those that I've mentioned tonight, you guys are next. Silicon Valley wants to set up shop in Ohio and Wisconsin and send their programmers out. Why? Because it's too expensive to live in California. So guess what's going to happen? Who are they going to be sending out? Silicon Valley programmers and engineers with their politics. You're seeing this in Idaho and Wyoming and in Texas, where, let's be honest, Senator Ted Cruz barely won that red state election. And Beto O'Rourke is coming up strong. So we need to watch it. We need to focus. We need to be attentive. And we need to be very selective in who we read, what we watch. And I'm not saying turn it off from the left. You need to know what they're saying as well. But watch it through a lens of being absolutely 100% in doubt about what they're saying. These leftist hate crimes, the hoaxes that are continuing, they're going to continue. And so is this ooze across this country. Defend yourself. Be strong. Be vigilant. Dave Sussman, thank you so much for listening tonight. It was a pleasure sitting in for Joe Messina. Joe will be back tomorrow. Real Side Radio. And God bless you all. Thank you so much.